There's a hadith in Tabarani that's been narrated, and it's a very excellent, brilliant, and for the human being, a message that will generate concern and thoughts for a person to think about. In which, in this hadith, the Holy Prophet has stated regarding paradise, that in paradise, after reaching to paradise, the Ahlul Jannah, the people of paradise, the inhabitants of paradise, they will be sad, they will have some regret, this is a unique point we need to understand, that Jannah, paradise, is such a place, paradise, where the insan, the individual who will be in paradise, he will see everything around him, what he could not even imagine, what she could not imagine. Allah will give such rewards, treasures, bounties, gifts in Jannah to the person who's living in Jannah, paradise. But the Ahlul Jannah, the people who live in paradise, after reaching there, even then they will have some sadness that they will go through, that they will experience. Upon which point, why will they be sad? إِلَّا سَعَةً إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That, oh, if only, we made a big mistake. We had made a big mistake. That time that we see, during which, those moments, in those times, that we were not able to remember Allah, they'll feel sad about that. If only those few moments in our life where we didn't, if only we had remembered Allah at that time. Why? Because the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is such an action that from this dunya, the world, to the hereafter, right up to the hereafter, from this world, all the actions of a person in his life, they become successful through the dhikr of Allah, by doing dhikrullah. Everything in your life, Allah Ta'ala, Allah will grant you everything via His dhikr, via His remembrance. Everything doesn't mean that you get kingdom or whatever you want that you desire. No. Rather, it means that Allah Ta'ala will give him sakina, contentment, satisfaction, tranquility, that everything Allah ordains for him in life, he is happy with that, she is happy with that. And the person, if they're not going to go, and if you're not going to be content in Jannah, then what are you getting there? Jannah is such a place. So Allah Ta'ala, to those who remember him, who do dhikr, Allah will give the complete reward of Jannah whilst they're living in the dunya. In the dunya. And never will the human being have sadness for something. Never will he have sorrow or distress. So much that the dhakir is happy with Allah's decisions, that from their hearts, the anxiety and that frustration, it's gone. It's gone. And if you see the weakness of a human being, is what will happen now? What will I do now? Old age has come, or sickness has come, or that difficulty has come now, or this is happening now. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. But the dhikr of Allah is such an action. أَلَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And Allah says, we are so foolish, the human being, that despite knowing this fact, we still do not adopt that action, bring that into our life. Now if we see here, that the individual, the human being, always, every moment, any action of a human being, getting married, wedding, job, career, employment, and he bases everything on one thing, that he wants the best of all things. Whatever he's doing, wants the best thing, I should get the best. And I, in my life, have experienced and observed that to get a good thing, a person, when he takes a footstep, when he moves, but Allahu Akbar, and very, you could say, negative conclusion, consequences, the consequences of life, of that actions, then they're very weird or bad, you could say, consequences, results. He thinks that if I take this step, I will get wealth and money from here, I'll get this, I will get this. Because our basis criterion is money, isn't it, for everything? Money. And And due to the lure of wealth, due to the desire of wealth, he takes a step. But the results that come out then are very dangerous and negative. Not good. But we use our mind, we use our brain when we adopt an action or start an action, that by doing this action I will get this. Or if I do this action, that's going to give me this result. Whatever you do in life, whatever you do, if you initiate that based on getting dunya, then you don't get no result from that. At the end of the day, either you will be far from the deen, or you will be free from some other issue, or Allah will give you so much dunya that you won't even realize that I'm wrong, that my salah are compromised, my deen is compromised, and his awareness and realization is lost. So in opposition to that, in comparison to that, the human being, if he assigns himself over to Allah, hands himself over to Allah, and to control himself or herself, if the believer adopts and embraces and starts to do dhikrullah, and then his desires are controlled, then the lust, that desire, then all his decisions become unique and distinct. And not for the peace of the world, but for the peace of heart he takes the steps, then the believer. So this job, or shall I take this job? Where will I get contentment? Oh, it's less salary, but let me take this. This action, that action, which will I do? Oh, I'll get salah in this. Okay, let me take this as an option. So the direction of his decision making changes, the believer who does dhikrullah. So for this is present in the dhikr of Allah, these qualities. This is the result of doing the remembrance of Allah. So this, when a person goes into Jannah from here in the dunya, until paradise, the believer will regret that, why did I not do enough dhikr? Imagine this, even in Jannah. So this is the hadith, the message that it gives us, is that believers, brothers, colleagues, the time that we waste most of all, not when we don't go to work, or I did this, or wasted my time, etc. But the time that a person wastes most of all in the dunya that you will see, is that person who is far from the dhikr of Allah. Most of all, that human being who is far from the dhikr of Allah. That totally, he has destroyed himself, the person who doesn't come towards dhikr of Allah. Because he's kept himself far, or herself far from dhikr of Allah. So, because that person doesn't do the remembrance of Allah. And so it's happiness when I see that your young children, you bring them to dhikr. And I appreciate that. It's the great tarbiyah, education you're giving to your children. Because the gathering of dhikr, the child from the young age to the old age, is the hadith. That person does not leave empty handed from the gathering or this world. So the children, if they don't understand what is dhikr, the reward, but the spirituality that comes into the child, then it's very fortunate are those parents that this is where they make mistakes. As soon as the child is born, we're thinking about the worldly. We put the spoon of dunya to them. I want to make him this career, send him there to study, send to England the visa, do this action. And that person gets deviated. But so good people who take the finger of their children, they take the child and say, I want to make my child a wali Allah, a friend of Allah. Eating, drinking, whatever is in your destiny written, you will definitely earn that and attain that. You don't get your earnings and money due to your planning. But when you connect yourself to Allah and you learn how to live your life, Allah won't leave you hungry, Allah won't leave you sorrowful, distressful, Allah will not leave you. Rather, this is the experience and observation of life. And the hadith proves this. Hadith is hadith. That totally the life, this hadith, if you live your life according to this hadith and you do dhikr and remember Allah, then you get the time to do the things. Barakah comes. You get the time to do things. That person who attaches himself to the remembrance of Allah, then Allah will not make him lose out from anything in the world. What does that mean? That he is content and satisfied in all parts of his life. That's what it means. Allah won't make him lose out. It doesn't mean he has no need to run around hither and thither. Yes, Allah has given him contentment, tranquility. And people fall pity on him. Look at him, he's got no money. Look at him, he's got no earnings. He doesn't care about these things. He has no concern for these things that people want him to do. And you and me, as we increase and do more dhikr, then this tranquility, peace in the heart increases in the believer. And the best method that is the dhikr of Allah is the best deed, that it will detach you and make you lazy in the dunya and it will connect you to Allah. Dhikrullah. It is the most beneficial, the biggest benefit of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, that the pious elders have taught us, and that's why Allah has given us His dhikr. The biggest benefit that Allah has given us ijaz, Allah has given us permission to remember Him. There was only one reason behind it. The biggest reason is this. And this is the best factor in dhikrullah. What is that? That the love of Allah is generated in the believer. The love of Allah. It's very hard to bring the love of Allah into the heart. It's easy to say it. I want to have the love of Allah in the heart. It's very hard to leave the dunya and to bring your heart towards Allah. All of the heart is full of dunya. Love for the wife, love for the children, love for business, love for money, love for this person, that person. Our heart is full of dunya. Full of love for the dunya, attachment to dunya, love for clothes, love for colors, love for beauty, love for being handsome. There's all different attractions in our heart, but the dhikr of Allah is such a great deed. The special quality of dhikr of Allah is that all of the different types of love in the heart are eliminated and the love of Allah is generated in the heart due to dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, my colleagues, what I'm saying here is that it's not that, look, you come here, you sit down, and I could say to you more, I could develop more passion. Don't waste your children's lives. Bring your children towards deen, bring them towards dhikr, bring them to dhikr gathering, sit them down and develop that taste inside them. We just have to bring them, we just have to explain to them that Allah, we want to make our children good. That's it. We want to make our children good. Allah, I want to bring your love into the heart of my children, and then leave it to Allah, who will make their career. Allah will make their career for them. Allah will give them earnings. Leave their rizq, that subject. Leave there running a shop, business. Don't worry about that topic. You have no need to worry about that. Just have one concern. Qu anfusikum ahlikum nara. That's it. That your children, the mother and father should have just one concern. And today you will see the children, those mother and father, the parents asked them, those who had no concern with this, they had a concern for career, money, wealth. Remember this. In your eyes, you will see their lives in front of your eyes. That 40, 50 years ago, that when he selected for his children, and he did a wrong selection, the mother or father, for dunya. And with their eyes those people see. With their own eyes, bare eyes, they see their children growing up, which direction they've gone in. So our selection was wrong, we will then understand, realize that we thought something else, and this dunya, we thought to get peace, contentment in the dunya, and we will get that, but with our eyes we see. Many decades ago, this selection of mine was wrong. That I did not bring my children up properly. I didn't develop them properly. Understand what I'm saying? So tomorrow also we will have regret. So I've gone off the line. MashaAllah, I've finished now. I'm free. I've retired now from business and working. I'm speaking to you. That even tomorrow you will regret at that time. The yar, I did a wrong selection for my children. How I brought them up, the direction I gave them. My life, the summary of my life, I share with you. The experience of my life, I'll share with you. Yeah? It's not that just talking, empty talking. It's the experience of my life. And people scared me, you'll die, your children will go this, he won't live. I said, doesn't matter if we pass away. That because I've passed away before that anyway. I've given the dunya up anyway. Yes? So if they pass away, let's see. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But today, alhamdulillah, they are alive. Even now, they are alive. We haven't lost out from dunya. Allah gives food and bread and rizq and wealth. So give tarbiyah to your children. Give them the right upbringing. Develop them. Coach them. Bring them towards Allah. And first of all, you start their lives with dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. I'm telling you the truth. The Quran, madrasa, darul ulum. These won't help you until unless dhikrullah doesn't go into the child. Dhikrullah. They're all in front of you, darul ulum. Different, though, they're all graduated scholars, because even they learnt and had that career for the sake of dunya, not for the sake of Allah. If it's for the sake of Allah you do the career, then the first thing it should develop in the heart is the love of Allah. Yes, so this won't develop the love of Allah. Darul Uloom won't develop the love of Allah in your heart. That, because you didn't think in this child, first and foremost, what we need to do The father should think this, the mother, that Allah's given me a child, son, daughter, they've got married yet. Those who are not married, listen carefully. The first, be hopeful on this, that when you have a child, in the ear, give the adhan to the child that I want to develop the love of Allah in your heart, my child. I will take my children to such a door, a court company, that the love of Allah will come to my children. Then I'll talk about other things after that. Understand what I'm saying? So alhamdulillah, this hadith came in my mind that I shared with you, that even in Jannah, the people of Jannah will regret. So why don't we prepare in advance today, that think at the end of the day, alhamdulillah, that time I could have taken out in the day I was free, I did do dhikrullah. We should assess that at the end of the day. There's dhikr in the evening, start from the morning preparation. Alhamdulillah, I have to go in the evening, I have to go to the dhikr gathering in the evening. I have to arrive there, reach there. I definitely have to go. And I will take my children with me. And we'll say, today, son, we'll go to dhikr, say, inshallah. And always, every moment, keep in your mind, prepare for this action. And then where I get the love of Allah, that's where I'm going to go to. And then you see your children what they become. Remember what I'm saying to you. Totally don't be scared. University, this career, that, I want to make my children this and that. You won't become anything. I'll tell you, you won't become anything. It was just like a bubble. It floats and then it bursts. I've seen with my eyes, the father, parent, they see they're destroyed. Generations get destroyed. You'll see that with your own eyes. Generations. Whatever you make their career, their pastime, but they don't have the love of Allah in their heart. They don't have love. They haven't created it, developed it. Until in an action, you don't have love for an action. The love, that means there's no soul inside the action. All the ibadah, the worship that we do, first and foremost, what do we need? The common denominator? We need love of Allah in our hearts before we do any action. So today in salah, if we have love for salah, then you see how your salah is on a different level. You'll see it, you'll experience it. One is salah, praying salah, physically, subhanallah. And one is to implement and execute salah properly. Praying salah is all of us, we pray. But Hazrat Hussein, he executed the salah, implemented it properly. He fulfilled it, salah, fulfilled it, you could say. Because he had so much taste and enjoyment, so much enjoyment in his salah, in Hazrat Hussein, Imam Hussein, that even death for him was not difficult when he saw it was coming. That in front of that taste of salah, the passion for salah. So all your dunya, he said, even if my neck is slain, doesn't matter. But the enjoyment of salah is so great that I won't even know that I've passed away. Subhanallah, he said, I won't care about the loss of the dunya. Why? What did he have inside him? He had the love of Allah embedded inside him already. Understand what I'm saying? So first of all, the beginning of life, career, planning in your children is that let me inject the love of Allah into my children. And where do you get the love of Allah injected? Via the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. That's it. Yes, in this you'll be successful in doing that. Then consider the best tarbiyah and upbringing of your children you've done, and then the rest of your life, your generations will be formed. Then your child, after that, your child will do the same that you did after some years. And that child will do that, definitely. Because the child knows that all the action success comes through the love of Allah in the heart. And where do you generate Allah Ta'ala's love from? Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. That's it. So this is what Allah Ta'ala said. What else is the reason that Allah wants? Do more dhikr, more dhikr. Why does Allah want us to do more dhikr? So that Allah's love increases inside us. What other reason is that Allah wants us to do dhikr? For thawab, reward? No, not for reward. Tell me that if Allah says that if my love is not in your heart, you cannot travel on the journey of life towards me, Allah says. You cannot go on this journey of life if you don't have the love of Allah in your heart. So this is a message of this hadith that we learn from this hadith, the message. Is that when we go to Jannah and we will regret then, alhamdulillah, then why not start today and do such an action? That in this world we won't regret, and the hereafter we won't regret the time that we did not do dhikrullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability that dhikr of Allah, we understand what is the greatness of dhikrullah, how important it is, essential. Don't consider dhikrullah as a minor. I've got reward, I didn't do it, doesn't matter, I've got this much thawab, that much thawab, this much I prayed. No, behind dhikrullah, there's a great objective and purpose. What do you get through dhikrullah? We have to assess that. What can I attain through dhikrullah? Okay, so in my life of experiences, observe this, a disbeliever, non-believer, a non-believer, not Muslim, he becomes a Muslim. And he has no ilm, no knowledge, no practice, nothing. Just dhikrullah, he starts, and all of the wrongs in his life are eliminated. All of the wrongs. I saw this with my eyes myself. He had nothing enough to say to him, don't do this, don't do that, pray this, do that. Just start him and teach him dhikrullah, the new Muslim. Or read this, learn this, memorize this, don't do this. I'm explaining from my experience. That's it, his life changed. Yeah, leave that person. Just teach dhikrullah to the new Muslim and leave that person. But the dhikr of Allah, if you're far from that, and then they become Muslims, I'll tell you that example as well. A person who becomes a Muslim and doesn't do dhikrullah, and their aqaid, their belief, their words, totally wasteful, wasteful. Shukuk, doubts, not practicing. To this extent, they'll become a Muslim and they won't even change their name. And the same non-Muslim name. And they say they're Muslims. Because they don't have love for Allah. Love of Allah. So, and there's many examples about like this around us. It's surprising. You recited the kalama. Then why don't you keep that name? He says, no, call me my old name. Non-Muslim name. That's my name. I like that. I prefer that. Why? Because they don't have the love inside. But when you take the hand of the Shaykh, the Wali Allah in your hand and took bayah, then you'd realize that how much dislike you have for your own, and from all those things that take you far from Allah, you'd have dislike for those things. Yes, and you start to see that anything that opposes deen, they say that I met you with this when I was this, with my name was this, and I was so far from Allah. I don't want to be associated with the name. I was an enemy of Allah. Yeah? I was against Allah. And the new Muslim would dislike that if he's doing dhikr Allah. But if he doesn't have love in the heart and he's just recited kalima, then they're proud of the old things that they had. So you see this in front of you, you'll see examples in the world. But that individual who puts his hand in the hand of a wali Allah and becomes a Muslim, against that person who is not a Muslim in the hands of a wali Allah, you'll see the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Because in my life I've had this experience, I can share that with you. Ali Akbar was a black brother, and I never forget him, Ali Akbar sahab. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. He became a Muslim, he came, and he knew nothing, he just came. I was sat in the khanqah, and I was scared. I said, ooh, MashaAllah, he's a tall man, strong. I was on my own, it was night time. And I said, what's your name? He told me his name. And he said, Sheikh. I said, yes, I'm a Sheikh. He said, Sheikh, I'm taking your name every night. My wife is saying I want to divorce you if you don't stop taking this name. I keep repeating in the night a name. And what's that name? I said, he said, Allah, 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 I'm saying in the night, he said. I said, sit down here. I said, that's the end of the story. What else is left after that, mashallah, you're reciting the name? I said, recite the kalima. I said, yes, recite the kalima. He said, recited it. And mashallah, he had the love already, isn't it? Shahada, he took the shahada. And mashallah, most of all the time, he got enjoyment in Durood Sharif. He said, Sheikh, this is so great, Durood Sharif. He said, on this earth, when you do Durood Sharif, he said, I'm somewhere else, I'm not on the earth at that time. So, for some time, he disappeared, he went here or there, I don't know, maybe he was for something. One day, I was in the Arndale Center, and he came running up to me. I said, ooh, you've been so long, I haven't seen you. He said, yeah, Sheikh, I'm sorry. And he said a few things. He shared with me, the poor soul. I said, maybe, are you still doing something nice? He said, dhikrullah, I'm doing dhikrullah. I said, very good. I said, he's solid, mashallah. He said, no. He said, listen. I said, what? And he had a beautiful voice, and he started reciting, Allahumma, mashallah. He started the Durood Sharif in the Arndale Center. People would gathered to listen to him. I said, calm down. And I said, subhanAllah, what was this? This was his love of Allah in his heart. I said, he didn't go Darul Uloom, the institute. He went to the hand of Allah. The injection of love went inside him. The injection of love. And if he went here, left or right, and those people, and then they just stayed the same. Yeah, because he says, this is not right, this is a doubt, this is not allowed, this is not right, this is not right. Too many doubts. And they'll keep on drowning in their doubts. They have no knowledge of what is the deen. They're just confusion. So love of Allah is the foundation for success. Allah Ta'ala, most of all, now, I talk about marifa, the nearness to Allah, connection to Allah, knowledge of Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, first and foremost, the thing He created was love. Allah created love. Yes, now come to the point. Nothing was there in the universe. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show something. What did Allah create? Allah created love first in the universe. Then the story starts further beyond that. Then what can I say to you? That who came, what happened after that? So we are not on that path. We're not trying to acquire the love of Allah or strengthen the love of Allah. Allah says, the more you do dhikrullah, the more you do dhikrullah, the hidden things are this. The real thing that we want to seek in this universe is the love of Allah. The love of Allah. So the less and less you do dhikrullah, the less of love of Allah you'll have. The more you do dhikrullah, the more Allah Ta'ala's love you'll acquire. And that's upon us. That's up to us. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be lazy. Don't be laid back. There's no benefit. Don't look about reward. That in Jannah, what's the point? You'll be regretting and you'll... So, yaar, you'll be regretting, remorse. What's the point? Oh, yaar, I should have done more there. I'm feeling sad. What's the benefit of that feeling sad in the hereafter? No. Start now. Learn from the hadith. Go into Jannah laughing and smiling. Laughing and smiling. Otherwise... Myself, there was one feeling that overtook me. I said, Subhanallah. I said, this is a ajeeb, unique guarantee Allah has given to those who do dhikrullah. Why? That person who does dhikrullah that we do, then the barakah, the blessings of dhikr I see in this dunya. Forget about the hereafter. In this world I see that Allah's favors and grace and blessings and mercies due to dhikrullah I see in the world. Allah's fadl, His grace, His mercies. If we get that in this dunya, then that means that the guarantee of the hereafter I'm getting whilst I'm living on earth. That if my hal condition is this by doing dhikrullah, then imagine what Allah will give in the hereafter. Yes, so you shouldn't be afraid. There'll be no fear of death or the hereafter. I'm telling you the truth. That all the contentment, tranquility you get in the life is due to dhikrullah. So mashallah, you don't know about the morning or the evening or the afternoon. A unique lifestyle overtakes you when you are connected to Allah and remembering Allah. Whether you're sick or well. A routine a human being follows of remembering Allah. Enjoyment beyond enjoyment. Just enjoyment beyond enjoyment when a person's remembering Allah, connected to Allah. So I said, stop here for a second. That all of this is happening due to what barakah is? The barakah of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. So if this is happening due to the blessings and the dhikr of Allah in this dunya, then what will we gain the hereafter? I thought, yes. I said, mashallah, successful is that person. My Hazrat Sahib said that he is successful, that person. So this is the remembrance of Allah, the greatness of dhikrullah. Do you understand the point? Yes, so you get enjoyment, blessings and mercies due to doing dhikrullah. All enjoyment of life is through dhikrullah. So now you must learn this lesson today, that those who have little young children, they're getting born, young generation, daughter or son, both. Make them love dhikrullah from the young age. And go to that place where you get love for dhikrullah, sit them there. Otherwise the rest is just drama. That you cannot get the love of Allah or His Rasul without dhikrullah. The love of Allah or His Rasul cannot come into you. I guarantee you this. Those who are not dhakir and they don't do dhikr and they say, I want to have love for the Prophet, I love Allah. Totally talking nonsense, that person. Just soon as a challenge comes, a hurdle comes, they'll run away from the deen. And the love of Allah will always be that person who has love for the dhikr of Allah. He's the true lover of Allah. Remember this. You'll be a solid, proper ashik lover of Allah. Always. The lover of the Prophet ﷺ will be, and he will be the lover of Allah. That individual who has what element in their life? Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. So this is the remembrance of Allah, my friends. I am, mashallah, enjoying myself talking about dhikrullah. I'm enjoying it, talking about dhikrullah. Recite the ruchi.